You are listening to KRUULP 100.1 FM, the voice of Fairfield, Iowa. This is the NOVI Field Guide.
Police came out of a restaurant on the right hand side of the road, and he went to pull the man over.
She turned around and said she was looking hard. She looked, and I didn't think she seen the guy, but she did. I said, "What you looking at?" Because I knew something went wrong. I said, "What you looking at?" She said, "You just shut up and drive."
Slow down, slow down, so I can see. And he said, no, he said, come on, he said, get me out of here. He said, you're too nosy. He said, you don't even know what's going on.
I had no idea, you know, somebody was going to be killed or shot, you know. So I just drove on.
He was one of these kind that he didn't like getting involved in nothing. You know, he wanted to go on. He couldn't just shut up, turn around, and look, you know. And I turned around and looked anyway.
So we heard some, like, backfire, park rock or something. And so we drove over the bridge. And I got thinking, I said, there's no firecracker this time of the year. I was thinking to myself, like, that couldn't be somebody shooting, you know.
It was real dark and it was cold. It was hard to see in that car. But see, his window was down. The driver's window was down. And this is how I got such a good look.
I really couldn't see anything inside. It was kind of, you know, shadows on the window stuff, but when you roll out in the window, that's what made his face stand out. So the car was dark blue. He had a beard, mustache stuff, you know, kind of dishwater blonde hair. And, but you know, like I said, when he's in court, he sure look a lot different. All I could just tell by this and this, you know, ever seen. I knew that there was some shots over there, I mean, you know, but I didn't want to be involved in it because West Dallas is a high crime neighborhood, one of the biggest.
He was more scared of it than I was. But see, when you have black people like that, they don't like getting involved in nothing. That's just common, like here, you know. Nobody wants to see nothing or hear nothing completely in the background. That's why they were having such a hard time over there finding anybody that would come forward, because it was in a totally black neighborhood.
Thank you.
Spellman, before that, Andy Ortman, Cuckoo, Aphex Twin, Thomas Brinkman, Thin Blue Line, Soundtrack, and Arvo Part. Here is Tenor Saw.
Lights up my way to you, because with you I know a lifetime could be just one heavenly day.
Vladimir Usachevsky. Before we heard the Q-Tip remix instrumental for Craig Mack, Get Down, a little bit of John Coltrane, and if anybody played Nintendo, the Dragon Warrior game, we heard the orchestral version of the fight music. There was some clangy stuff by Zev and some ambient stuff by Ryuichi Sakamoto.